Welcome back, everyone. We hope your week is going well. Today, we are going to be talking about our hobbies. When we have time on our hands, what do we do with it? Who taught us what, and when did we learn? Are our hobbies something competitive or calming? Stay tuned for the answers to these questions and more today on Candidly Eclectic.
Do you have any hobbies? If not, what do you do with your spare time?
I like reading, camping, archery. I like crocheting, but I have approximately one skill, and it is called the single crochet stitch. Oh. And watching movies, playing with my animals. And I'm getting into Legos.
I love Legos. I don't have any hobbies now. But I used to, like when I was younger, I would do surfing.
All right.
I do puzzles a lot. Like if it's rainy and we're stuck at the beach or whatever, reading books. I'm trying to get back into reading books.
Okay.
So, and just hanging out with friends, going camping, trying to get back into doing sports like golf. Baseball, or I'm horrible at golf. Me and golf don't go well. There's a funny golf story, which if we ever get to that sports episode. Yeah, so that's it.
Okay. And since we both like camping, that's a slight spoiler. There will be a camping episode at some point.
Yes.
I don't know if it has happened before this episode, or if it will happen after this episode, but it's a coming.
Yes. Be ready.
And didn't you also like photography for a while?
I did. I did like photography for a while. It was fun because I was doing it my way, the way I wanted to. And then I took a photography course, which took all the fun out of it. Because it was more intense, like, you have to get the shadows, the contrast, this, and I had to do a program, which crashed my computer.
Oh.
So, I do photography on the way I want to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I guess we can choose one hobby for this. Who initially taught you, let's say, your favorite hobby in the past?
Oh. Okay. My favorite hobby in the past was surfing.
Okay.
Because all of our beach friends, we call them the big family back then, but they're good friends of ours now. But all their kids wanted surfboards. And then my older brother got into it. And then I got jealous because I wasn't in it. And one of the girls, I'm like her age. She's like a couple days older than me by like whatever. She got a surfboard, and then I wanted a surfboard, so I got the same exact surfboard, same color. Mm-hmm. It was called a liquid shredder.
Okay.
So my older brother would teach me, but I wouldn't go out that far because I was terrified that I can't reach the bottom of the ocean. If I can't reach the floor, I was terrified. Yeah, so basically, I think my older brother taught me, and then my younger brother got into surfing, and now we have like six surfboards in the base in the garage at my beach house.
Okay.
And they're just sitting there collecting dust. I want to get back into it, but I'm terrified because I had an incident with surfing that I caught the wave, and then I ended up, it was like a gully, so I couldn't reach, so I jumped down and I thought I could reach, and I went to get back up, and a huge wave came, and I was turned sideways, and the wave hit my ear, and it blew out my eardrum, and I refused to go surfing after that. But yeah, surfing. What about you?
It's recent, and like I said, I have approximately one skill, and it's called the single crochet. But my mom taught me how to crochet, and also the woobles, kind of.
They're cute.
They are cute. And they're so cute. And it was a BT21 set. Like, kid, it was so cute. I made Koya. It was so cute. But, like, I love crocheting because Like, once you master the motion, you can do it without, like, even really looking or thinking about it. Like, but you just got to maintain, like, how many stitches you've done, like, in your row or whatever you're working on. So, I'm going to say my mom taught me crocheting. I also like fishing, and my mom taught me how to fish.
My dad taught me. I think.
But then, like, board games, which I think I forgot to mention earlier, my dad taught me most of the board games I know how to play. So, yeah. And camping, I learned from the Girl Scouts.
Oh, me too. Big time. Do or did you take lessons to further master that hobby?
Does the Woobles count as a lesson? Because they have like
Instructions.
instructions. Do the instructions count as lessons? I don't know.
Well, doesn't everything come with instructions?
True. But these are like videos in depth, and it's like, okay, you hold this in your left hand, you hold this in your right hand, twist. There's no twisting involved, but like it felt like I was learning something more than when you have a normal instruction page in front of you. I learned more from that than I did like a written out crochet pattern.
There you go.
So I'm gonna say I did. And for camping, it was quite literally trial by fire. Because there was fire. Oh, there was fire. There was fire, a Dutch oven, and a soda cake.
Nice.
How about you?
The surfing hobby. I can't really say I mastered it because after the accident, I stopped completely.
Yeah, that
And I
happens a lot.
completely gave up. And then I tried again and I was like this, I was like, no, I can't do it. It's just I have a fear of going out too far because the lifeguards will call you back in.
Yeah.
Where they have you surfing now is by the rocks by First Street. And that's a no-no for me.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel comfortable doing it again. So
Makes sense.
I don't take lessons anymore. I stopped. Does diving count as a hobby?
It can.
I did diving too.
Okay.
Springboard diving. 1, 3, 5, 7, and 10 meter.
Oh, good grief.
We actually went to an Olympic pool. So, somewhat. We went to the Naval Academy. I went to the Naval Academy for a week.
Okay. Okay, of the hobbies that you have or
Or had.
had English, in the past. Have had in the past?
Yeah.
Whatever is grammatically correct, assume I said that. Were they lifelong or like they were developed later and you kept them for a little while?
Oh boy. I'm gonna have to say, well, the diving I started in like sophomore year in high school to senior year in
Okay.
high school. And then which was fun. I got taught by a diving coach from high school. And then I went to College of New Jersey to get privately taught by a legit Olympic diving coach. I can't
Okay.
say her name because I don't know where she is. There is a bad thing that happened to her. But she was really good. And then I went to the Naval Academy for a week and I got trained by the best diving coaches there with a bunch of random people from all over the country and like states and stuff. So that was fun.
Okay.
I would like to get back into that.
It sounds fun.
It's fun until you get hurt, until you
There
see
you go.
someone else get hurt and you witness them. And then you see them later in the week at like the day of the competition, and you're like, you see, I don't want to say, like he had a drain in his head
Yeah.
because the way he hit the board, he was doing a reverse something, and the board came up, smacked him right center
Oh.
head, and we had to leave the pool. So Yeah, that was my experience.
My God.
And I'm the one who wants to get back into it.
God.
What about you?
I like camping. There were several years. I'm going to switch around so many times on which hobbies I'm talking about, but it is okay because I have many hobbies. But like, I didn't go camping for years because there was a situation with a yurt and the,
excuse you?
The yurt.
What is a yurt?
Hold on. Let's look it up. It's.
I'll do it.
Okay. A yurt is like a permanent tent.
Y-U-R-T?
Yep.
What is a yurt tent? Here you go.
A yurt tent.
Is also known as a... What?
It's a portable circular tent-like structure with a wooden trellis frame covered with felt or other insulating material. Traditionally used by nomadic cultures in Central Asia for shelter, according to AI overview from Google.
Wow.
One of the campgrounds in the Wharton State Forest has yurts.
We should do that.
And it was so fun. Except we went during...
Oh, that's cool.
Except we went during gypsy moth season.
Oh.
So they were everywhere. Laid in bed, there's the gypsy moths. And if you don't...
That's glamping. Never mind.
Yeah, that's glamping. I
will never glamp. I gotta take that back. I did. We ended up staying at cabins. Like a giant cabin, two-floor cabin with a kitchen and...
But I didn't camp for years, but I loved it because I started camping when I was young in Girl Scouts, like when they first take you when you're like a brownie.
Yeah.
We went, so it was like, okay. Got a little lost with one of my friends.
Yeah.
We were like, we'll walk back. We were like 200 feet from our cabin because since we were so little, they had all the little young age troops stay in the cabin, like in our sleeping bags and stuff, but we were in a cabin instead of a tent.
Mm-hmm.
They found us. It was fine.
Or else you wouldn't be sitting here.
Yes. But like after the yurt with my mom and my dad and my sister and all the gypsy moths, I was just like, I need to take a break. I can't handle these bugs. And if you do not know what a gypsy moth is...
Oh, they are gross looking.
Please look them up.
They are these huge, disgusting... bugs that are... Ugh!
But they weren't...
It's ears.
It does. But they weren't moths yet. It was when they were still caterpillars. So there were caterpillars everywhere. And it was just like... This is horrible. I was like 10 to 12 years old, and I was just like, no. But now I'm older, I don't mind the bugs. And I'm just like aware of when Gypsy Moth Week is, and I don't go camping that week. So I'm going to say initially, Girl Scouts taught me.
Same.
And since it was from, like, brownie age, I'm going to say that's more of a lifelong one so far. Because how old are you when you're a brownie Girl Scout? Like, seven? Seven or eight. Yeah, I'm approaching 30. It's fine.
I'm 33, okay?
It is.
Don't complain now.
It is.
The right to complain when you get
30.
You have a shirt. Hold on. Shay, I'll let you.
Buy this
t-shirt for me.
Oh gosh,
this is my birthday shirt.
Okay,
tell everybody what it says.
Sorry, I'm cranky. I'm going through my terrible 30s right now.
This is my birthday shirt. Every year I wear this. And I wore it today because yes, my birthday is coming up, and yes, I am going through my terrible 30s.
But like 7, 8 to 30. That's longer than like a short interest in it. That's like a lifelong kind of situation.
Yeah.
So, yes. Oh boy, this one should be fun.
What level of expertise would you say that you have?
Camping, I feel like I'm okay. Don't send me into the woods without a tent.
With trying to do like the lean-tos, yeah, I'm not good. My younger brother can, because he did that and he was taught that. But I need a tent. I can start a fire.
Yep, same.
I can boil water.
Yes. I can make the Dutch oven soda cake. I can do it. I used to be able to make one of those lean-tos because Colonel taught us in one of our weekend trainings for, like, survival.
Yeah.
I'm not survival campist level yet. But, like, camping for fun,
yes,
I can do.
Oh, yeah, we both know that.
Crocheting, like I said, I've got a single crochet stitch down. I am good. Like, reading, great.
Doing puzzles,
50-50. Movies?
Very.
Very good.
Depending on the movie.
Yeah. Horror movie? Might need some work. But overall, I'd like to say I, like, have a decent level of expertise in what I have, except the crocheting, which I'm working on, in what I do as hobbies.
I don't think, like, minus camping. The camping for me is intermediate, I'm guessing, I would say. Like, I'm intermediate at it. I know how to put up a tent. I know how to take it down. I know how to, like, keep things cold in a cooler. Like the simple stuff. I know how to heat things up on a propane grill or a skillet thingy majigger that we have. I know that. I just learned in my class for first aid, wilderness.
Okay.
Wilderness first aid. If you come like between a black bear or a whatever bear, and you're out wilderness camping, tie it to a tree, but tie it like 10 feet on a branch. Yeah. So when they climb and they try to reach it, they can't reach it. They're not catching it. So I learned that. But I would never go camping in the mountains. Well, in a tent where I know I am safe. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been camping in the mountains before, but it was for Girl Scouts, and we were like with like 4 to 5 adults.
Yeah.
For 6-8 kids. Mm-hmm. Little girl, like girls just running around. Have a level of expertise when it comes to diving. Diving, I was beginner to slight intermediate, but not hardcore intermediate.
Okay.
I learned a reverse 1.5, and I was learning a twist, and I was trying to do an inward pike, and I thought I was going to hit my head. Because inwards, you have to sit on the backwards, and then you have to jump up, and blah, 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 whatever. And every time, I seriously thought I was going to smash my head on the board.
Yeah.
So.
I would think that too.
Okay.
And I should say, my camping is like campground camping. I'm not hiking and then looking and saying, open patch of land. Let me put a tent there. I'm thinking, I'm going to be in this area on this date. Let me book a reservation at a campground.
So I know where I am.
And granted, our campground could have a pit toilet.
No, that will next episode or whenever I'm talking about it, okay? You're not thrown under the bus for that.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I don't need, like, glamping level campground. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just need a place where there's
space for a fire
and there's, like, regulations.
Yes.
So there's that. But, like, pit toilets are okay.
No.
Okay. Have you ever thought about or attempted to make money off of one of your hobbies?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a hobby that I can make money off of.
I didn't know if when you were younger and did photography, if you like thought of like
I wasn't that good
for photography. I really wasn't that good for photography.
Okay. I can't say I ever have either. Like, it was just kind of like, I do this for fun. If I monetize it, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of like this podcast. Like, this is not monetized. This is fun. Fun. Yeah. This should be considered a hobby. We have a hobby of podcasting.
And we are, what, 16 weeks in now?
So about, yeah. Woohoo! We made it this far. Okay. Have you ever thought about or attempted to... Never mind. I can't read. Are there competitions for your hobby, and have you ever entered or competed in one?
I have not ever encountered a camping competition.
I don't think there's...
Crocheting? I've never seen a competition.
Puzzle making there is.
Puzzles there are.
There are, and that's like too intense for me.
Yes, way too intense.
Fun out of it.
I don't think many of mine. I mean, I don't know if anyone saw it years ago on the interwebs. There was like the Harry Potter marathon workout challenge. Do you remember that?
The what?
The Harry Potter marathon workout challenge.
Yes.
And it's like
every time someone says bloody, Ron says bloody hell, you have to do like 10 jumping jacks. Every time
Hagrid says, I should not have said that. Do like 10 burpees, and then you have the first movie where he's like, I should not have said that. I should not have said that. I should not have. And you're sitting there like, please stop. And it's like, please stop. Good workout, but that's like the most competitive challenge thing I can think of with my hobbies.
I know my hobby, diving, is definitely competitive because they're in the Olympics. Diving is part of the Olympics, and it is very competitive. I have entered plenty of diving competitions because of the sport or hobby, whatever. I call it a sport. It's a sport. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I'm getting into Disney Lorcana, which is a card game. And other board games. Like I said, I love playing board games and stuff. And there are competitions for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're like crew competitions or like just like the trading card games. Yes, you're like playing for cards and stuff. But like Scrabble? Would you win money for Scrabble? I don't know.
Depending on point-wise, maybe? I don't know.
But... let's move on to the next question. Because I feel like we sufficiently answered that.
Yes.
Would you take classes to help you gain more skills for your hobby? Are there local classes that you could go to?
Diving, you'd have to go to someone like who can teach you.
Yeah.
Like safely. Safely. Like Ryder has a diving coach. TCNJ, I don't know if College of New Jersey got a new diving coach after this lady. But I also want to get back into gymnastics too. Like a gymnastics for adults.
Yeah.
Like I have so much energy like randomly on weekends. If I have nothing to do with it, what do I do with all that energy? I just pace the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to do something with my life. That was the only thing I could think of. What about yours?
I know of a local like crochet club and it's like last time I went there and I stumbled upon them by accident because I was visiting a friend at her house a couple towns over, and their local library branch was having it. Mm-hmm. So I went in to look at books, and I discovered the crochet club. And it was a bunch of very nice women who I'm sure would be happy to teach me. So
I have patience for that.
I could go to them.
There you go.
Because my mom, love her to death. She sees a copier of stitches. Like, she can watch someone do it and then mimic it perfectly.
Wow.
Whereas I'm like, how did you just do that? Stop. Slow down. Please. I need help. Don't just magically know how to do it. So, to my mother, I love you. And I am envious of your crochet skills.
Very nice.
Is your hobby considered mainstream and popular, or is it more niche?
I think it's you're camping.
Camping, I like, lots of people camp.
Yeah.
And there's camp.
I think they just do it just to get away. I don't think it's, I know people who do it for, like, as a hobby to camp, and they travel, like, different states to go camping.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's like their thing.
Yeah. And that's like what I would want to do, ideally. Like, I've camped.
Road trip camping. But that's just not a lot of and a lot of knowing where you need to go.
Yeah.
You need to know the interstates. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
And, like, my dream, shocking absolutely no one, my dream camping destination is Fort Wilderness, Disney World. Because
I want to go to Maine so bad.
Like, realistically, that's a campground. I would love to stay there. I don't know if there are campgrounds where I'm about to say, but Zion, Utah, Zion National Park, you should look it up. It's so pretty. I would love to go there. But, like, crocheting, tons of people do.
It's Zion, Utah, Jellystone Park.
Oh, okay.
Zion campground. Here, let's see.
But, like,
oh, that is pretty.
It's so gorgeous. Like,
are
I would love to.
Are we flying to Utah, or are we flying to Utah?
Do we want to check a tent?
My orange tent could fit both of us, but
true.
Not all of our other things.
What? Ma'am, why are you checking three luggages? One is the tent. One is the
food.
One has my essentials. One has her essentials. The third is the camping essentials.
So it's Zion National Park offers endless adventure, the rugged desert landscape, slender canyons, scenic drives, and diverse plants and wildlife appease hikers, mountain bikers, climbers,
canyoneers,
and nature lovers. The park's year-round camping options keeps adventurers as close to the action as possible. Zion also boasts certification as an international dry sky park.
Or dark sky?
Dark sky. Sorry.
You're good.
I'm reading too fast. My eyes are going too fast. So Sleeping Under the Stars grant first class stargazing.
I have to show you a video after we're done this. And there's, if I'm remembering it correctly, there's like a train ride on the mountain.
There are 203 sites, 190 regulars, 7 wheelchairs, 6 large group, including standard sites without electric hookups.
And this is from
tents. This is their website.
Visitutah.com.
This Watchman campground.
I'm down for it. We should at
road
some
trip.
Point.
Seriously, road trip.
At some
My
point.
40th birthday.
At some point in our lives, we should go. We went on a little tangent there, but like it's, I feel like it's mainstream.
All different campgrounds.
Yeah.
They're all different.
I feel like it's mainstream enough because there are campgrounds all over the place.
Oh, Town of Virginia. We can go there. Sorry.
And crochet is like popular.
Oh, look how pretty. No way.
It's so gorgeous.
Backcountry yurt. Oh, you want to do it's a yurt? Do you want to camp in a yurt in Utah?
That would be fun. We wouldn't have to check the tent then.
No, you wouldn't just have to bring food. Are we allowed to bring, like,
You can probably buy it
there.
Yeah. Listeners, please, genuinely, please, if you can, look up Zion, Utah. It's gorgeous.
It is really pretty. I'm looking at it right now.
And also look up a yurt, because I promise they're very cool looking.
I think it's funny, but it sounds like a Dr. Seuss name, like Yertle the Turtle. Or like, you know, like the made up little animals in like his books. This is a thing. He likes to drink pink cane. Sorry, that is so sad how I actually remember that. The trouble.
Too much daycare.
Too much working with kids. 15 years of it. Anyway.
Have you ever attended a craft show? Did it inspire you at all?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I've been to like the cranberry
Cranberry Festival?
Yes, I've been to there, and they do have like different handmade crafts and stuff, but I've never I always walk by them.
Okay.
So I can't really say I've actually been to one.
I have, but I'm just envious of people's skills, not in like a bad way. It's just like that is so cool. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
And one day I might be able to do that, but today is not yet that day. So it inspires me to get research done.
Yes.
To see what hobbies would be best for me. And then we shall go from there.
Yeah.
If time was of no concern, would you want to dabble in many hobbies or master a few?
That's tricky.
I can't even, I'm trying to answer this question myself as you answer.
I love to be able to whip out a random skill and be like, look at this.
Snowboarding. I want to learn how to do snowboarding, but I'm terrified of my feet sticking to the board because it's like surfing. But when you jump off the surfboard, you're able to jump off.
Mm.
Snowboard, you can't. Your feet are attached to the board. What do you do? You just face plant.
True.
Yeah,
true.
I want to get into snowboarding, but I'm terrified of it. Sorry, interruption.
You're good. But also, it's really fun to do a couple hobbies at the same time, in your tent at night during camping, whip out the crochet hook and some yarn.
Or popcorn, read a book, a murder mystery book, which we did, and we couldn't stop laughing because we were, there's the guy's name and his demeanor in the book. I didn't even know who did it.
It was amazing.
What was the book called?
I can't even remember. I just remember it was
I have it in my room somewhere.
It was something. It was really something. We'll have to find that.
Mouse game or something? No.
And then board games is fun. In the tent.
It'll get to
me. Making tent videos.
Oh my god! Yes.
Is hysterical. Like vlogs, while you're in the tent.
And then it's saying.
Peanut gallery.
We will not be quiet as I'm laughing hysterically.
Because we'll go into the story and the camping
episode.
But there was a time where I only had 2 1 person tents instead of 1 several person tent. So we
slept across from each other in the 1 single person tents.
Yeah. And we could just hear each other, and we were talking, and I'm like, this was in
October?
Yeah, it was in October.
Halloween.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
Medusa. I was Medusa.
I was a giraffe. With a broken foot, because my foot was broken. But it was in someone's yard, who has a lot of land, so it was fine. But
we knew the boundaries of that person's property.
But just camping can be so fun, and then adding more hobbies would be fun. So I genuinely don't know if I would want to dabble in many or master a few.
Probably master a few first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to get back into diving. I definitely want to do camping more because it's just fun to escape from. It's just fun to escape from the busy day, like the everyday busy stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
Think back to the first hobby that you remember pursuing. What originally inspired you to look into it? What made you begin trying it? And how did you feel when you did it?
My first, this gymnastics?
Yeah.
I was four, I was like 6 or 7 when I started it.
Okay.
And man, did I have a lot of energy. I was like the Energizer Bunny on. I literally was. I had so much energy. Minus being diagnosed with ADD at age, at like first grade. So I think gymnastics would be, right?
Yeah,
we did day classes, we did competitions, we did all that stuff. I just, with gymnastics, I don't know what inspired me to get into it. I just think my mom got me into it because it was something that I would like. Oh, and I loved it. Looking back, if I could go back in time to redo gymnastics, I would so do it. Minus witnessing somebody fall off a bar and break their arm right in front of us. And yeah, I have witnessed a lot. So don't do gymnastics if you don't want to witness people breaking stuff. Don't do diving if you don't want to witness people hitting their heads on the board. What made me begin trying it was because I just couldn't sit still and I started tumbling everywhere, I think. I loved it when I did it. I did bars, I did beam, trampoline, vault, floor. We tried rings. That was one of the rotations we had to do. I wasn't a big fan of rings. It was just too, I couldn't do it. But apparently, according to my mom, and to this day, I did better on beam than I did on bars. But bars was my favorite. I hated balance beam because we had to do cartwheels on the balance beam.
Oh,
and especially if it was a high beam,
mm-hmm.
As I got older and I was still in gymnastics, like 13, 14,
mm-hmm.
I was terrified of the balance beam.
Yeah.
But apparently all my trophies or ribbons were balance beam related. And I got like second place. And I'm like, how does that happen? I think my mom might have mixed it up. I did better. I loved bars and trampoline. Trampoline was like one of my other favorites. Okay. Floor was okay, except for like the workouts and warm-ups we had to do. Miss Marianne, I remember her. She was my second gymnastics coach. She was more strict than Miss Barbara, who used to be a singer at my church,
mm-hmm.
who I don't see anymore. It's been years. I loved her. She was when I was like younger. I used to go to Wilmore Gymnastics in by us. So,
okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I just thought of another hobby that I have
mm-hmm.
because it just randomly came to my head.
Okay.
But painting. I love painting.
Especially when we did the Star Wars thing. That was fun because all of ours are different.
Yeah.
And I actually used my hand to blend the colors.
Mm-hmm. But first hobby that I remember pursuing is camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like into it because it was the thing that Girl Scouts did.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had talked about camping. My dad had talked about camping. So I was like, let's camp. And I ended up loving it, except for that little yurt situation. But yeah, I went camping because the Girl Scouts go camping. And it just felt fun. Like, I enjoy being in nature. I love animals, as we know. So it made me feel in tune with
oneself.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. This is an interesting one. Are there any hobbies that you have the supplies for that you could easily obtain? Like, it might be in your house already. Yes. It might be at the store down the street that you could go buy it. But you have stopped doing that hobby, or you have never started that hobby.
Yes.
Wreath making. We would make... We forgot about wreath making. So I was like, I was reading this question and I was like, yeah, I still have all the supplies for wreath making. I have all the stuff for it, minus the wreath part. I've made, how many wreaths have I made? I've made three, one for my mom, one for me, and then one for my sister-in-law for Christmas 1 year. I still have the supplies for that stuff. I still have, like, I have the hot glue gun. I have, like, the belts. I have the poinsettia stickers, the glitter stickers, the that you stick onto the stuff. I would love to try to get back into that, but it's just getting the rest of the supplies that you need is going to be so expensive now. But it's still fun, though. Like, you and I, we would sit there, and your sister would sit there for hours just making these things, have music on in the background, and we would just go to town. Once we found our rhythm...
Oh, it's so easy.
It is so easy when you find your rhythm. But if you don't have a rhythm, the first time I did it, it took me 4.5 hours just to figure out what pattern I wanted, what color garland I wanted, what design I wanted. And by the time I did it, you guys were already done. And I was like, crap. So I would love to get back into wreath making someday.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to just say one I haven't started yet. Okay. I have a sewing machine I got for my birthday. Oh. And, like, fabric. Mm-hmm. It's Disney fabric, everyone. Shocking, absolutely no one. Disney fabric. And there's also... and there's also this adorable vintage Christmas teddy bear fabric that I've got. And I've got enough to make, like, a shirt. But I don't want to touch it until
you mess up.
I'm confident at it. Mm-hmm. So I got the sewing machine. I love my sewing machine. I like to look at it, and I like to just sit there and pretend.
We have a sewing machine.
But I have not yet learned how to use it, and I want to.
Is it the pedal?
There is a pedal, yes.
Yeah. So the pedal is what you use to make it go, the needle go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
The more pressure you put on the pedal, the faster the needle goes.
Oh. See, I'm going to have to get someone, like, to teach me this.
You have, like, the same, hold on. My mom has a sewing machine, and she used to use it all the time, but now she doesn't do it anymore. But we have an original Singer sewing machine in the basement. That's a foot pedal, giant foot pedal, and that's, like, from Singer Castle.
Okay.
I think it's from Singer Castle. I don't know. But we went to there for... That's a totally different topic.
Oh, that would be a nice topic.
True.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
But... Yeah. I have it. And it's easy to get more fabric. Not Joann's anymore because they're closing down. But, like... Walmart,
so like this
Michaels,
like, needle thing.
Yeah,
you have to be able to, like, not have your hands so close to it.
Yeah,
that would scare me. I could never do that.
And I have a pattern for the shirt style I want to make that fabric into, the teddy bear fabric, but I'm just so scared of messing it up.
Well, if you meant, that's why you get other fabrics to test.
Yeah.
Them.
Oh, that's why I got the fat squares. Yeah. I think they're called, and I'll just make, like, a patchwork situation with that so I can do it.
Nice.
And I think we just kind of answered the next question of why did you stop or why haven't you started it yet? So do we want to just skip that question?
Yeah, because we just both answered it.
So you can read the next one.
Woohoo!
Did you ever have interest in making your hobby into into a part or full-time career? And did you ever actually attempt to make it happen? How close did you get?
I'm not that good at nothing. Well, I make money on camping. Correction.
Help people set up their tents.
I raised money for camping for Australia Zoo's Wildlife Warriors, which you'll hear about. Yes. And we're going to have to do the camping episode next.
We have to, because I'm thinking about camping right now.
Okay. Friends who listen, and listeners in general, you will get the camping episode next week.
Yes.
Promise.
We're working on it.
But hobby-wise, I'm not proficient enough at any of my hobbies that I was like, I can make this a part-time career. Pet sitting could count, yes.
It's not really a hobby. I make money off of it. Yeah, people pay me, so.
But you like hanging out with animals.
I do hang out. So I forgot, pet sitting. I do. Stop. We cannot let the silliest things go by without laughing. Especially when somebody messes up. So we call each other out on it, but in a fun way. I do pet sitting for people. Like, I do it for coworkers, people like around town that need me. I've done it. I've done it for you. And I'll just stay if the people want me to stay at their house and they're comfortable with me staying. If they're not comfortable with me staying, I will drive back and forth. But I will spend like almost an hour to hour and a half with that animal, hanging out with them, giving them the love that they need, and like showing them that they're not alone. Like,
yeah,
I'm now going to be working on 3 dogs and 3 cats.
Oh, okay.
For a whole week. I'm excited. That's going to be, I just don't think I could ever trust somebody, no offense to anybody or you, to watch the bird, because he doesn't really need anybody to watch him. It's just to make sure he has fresh water and food. Yeah. And then when I'm gone for the weekend, he's fine. So technically he doesn't need a babysitter.
Okay.
I don't think, no, he doesn't.
Makes sense.
So I'm guessing pet sitting counts because I do make money off of it. I don't think it's like a side job in a way, right? It's a side job. But it also is a hobby because I like doing it.
Yeah.
But if people bombard me, it's like I cannot be at 3 places at one time.
Yeah.
On the same week. Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
All right. Now they say hindsight is 20/20.
Okay.
So, do you wish you had made a hobby into a career in your younger years?
Mm-hmm.
How would it have changed your life if you had?
Holy cow, with the intense question here. I don't really have anything for this one.
Okay.
Like,
so you don't wish that, like, you had done photography
classes
and stuff younger and then had, like, a...
Summer? No.
Okay.
Because So, when I get my mind set on something and I get it set, like, if I'm going to make a wreath, I have to get the supplies ready. And once I have the idea that's in my head, I have to run with it. And I have to make the wreath that's minute. But once I lose interest, oh, it's out the window. It's like everything's going to go in the trash or everything's going to go back in the basement. I have to have interest in doing it. Like, high-end interest.
Okay.
Like, OCD interest.
Oh.
So.
That makes sense.
Does that slightly answer?
Yeah.
Okay. To be honest, I wish I had started crocheting or sewing younger.
Mm-hmm.
I say as if I have started sewing, which I have not. But that's like my 30-year-old thing I'm going to learn to do. The thing I'm going to learn in my 30 to 31 year is to sew.
Range.
But if I had learned that earlier in life, I would have been able to, like, master it. And I might be able to have, like, an Etsy store or something.
Well, my friend has an Etsy. Two of my friends have Etsy stores. They make jewelry.
Or, like, the wreath making. I wish I had done that earlier so I could, again, maybe have, like, an Etsy store.
Yeah. I thought you did. Or was that...
People told me to open an Etsy store for the wreaths.
You would have to make more than one a night.
Yeah. Somebody said you'd need to make like 5 and upcharge them really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to upcharge people.
I hate upcharging people for pet sitting too. It's I love it.
If it takes me $20 to make the wreath, I don't feel right charging people like $50 to $80.
Yeah, no.
And somebody who also makes wreaths told me, she was like, you charge that much because of how much time it takes to make it. But I was like, I'm doing it for fun.
So if it's 2 hours to make it.
The wreaths I would make would take like 6 hours. Mm. Like the big fancy floofy ones.
Yeah. The single one that I've made, it took me 3 hours to pick the design.
Yeah.
Plus another 2.5 to actually make it.
Yeah. So like
that was about 5 hours.
Yeah. But my turnaround time, I'd get like one made a day on the weekends. And then I could only make 2 a week because I was making one a day.
Yeah.
And so I just would give them as gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had started younger and had gotten my like flow of crafting the wreaths faster, I'd be able to turn them around quicker. Yeah. And again, Etsy store. I wish I had an Etsy store.
Yeah.
Because like
it's dangerous. If you have that app, it is dangerous.
Yes.
Oh my God. I think I spent over $1,000 in 1 week.
Here, look. I'll tell you a store when we're done recording this episode, but I think it's a woman who owns it. I ordered something from her, and she converts the bed sheets, like the Disney bed sheets from the 90s, into like dresses and shirts and stuff.
I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could wear something like that.
I bought an Ariel dress from her, and it's so cozy, and it's like, it was like a flannel, so it's like
warm,
soft, and oh, it's so cute. But yes, I think I would have had an Etsy store if I had started my hobbies earlier in life. Okay.
Final question for you to ask.
Okay. Do you have a group you attend that all shares a hobby such as a book or a knitting club?
Nope.
That was very pronunciation on the P. Thank you. My mom does.
Okay.
But I don't. Oh, no, I don't. But my aunt, who lives in Pittsburgh, they're doing a book club. And I was like, oh, what books? I was like, I would love to. And like, I have family in Pittsburgh, Washington area. And then us, we live in New Jersey. We're like scattered a little bit. But That would be hard because then, like, depending on the time that they meet for the book club, plus I work till 6 and I have other stuff to do. So, no, I don't.
You and I should do a book club with my sister and, like, some other people or something.
We could do Haunting Adeline, but I don't think you two could not. You would be in fetal position in the first chapter.
I'd be like, why'd you make me read
this? You would truly be in fetal position in the first chapter. I'm not kidding. No, not the first chapter. I can't remember the chapter. I'm not going to give it away if you have not read that book. I'm only 4-5 chapters left in the book, and I can't get myself to finish it. But I have it on audio. I have an audiobook so I can hear the guy's voice, and it makes it better when you can hear the voice of the girls of Adeline's stalker. He stalks her. But it's just beautiful. Some parts are beautiful, other are just very I gotta keep a cap on that. I gotta keep a lid on that.
Okay.
So.
All right. Final question. I've already answered this.
Bing!
What is Swing. What is one hobby you are going to start working on this year?
Nothing.
Okay.
Bing.
That's okay. Mine, as I said, is sewing. I'm going to learn how to use that sewing machine, and I'm going to sew things.
I would love to get the sewn little doll from you. Just like little... You never had to make, like, little...
I did not take home ec.
It wasn't home ec, it was from Girl Scouts. We had to learn how to, like, sew with needle and thread.
I can sew...
Separately.
I can
sew... And that's
how
we learned how to, like, mend stuff.
I can do that. Yeah. My dad taught me that on my baby blanket.
Okay.
So my baby blanket to this day has little X's and O's where he taught me how to sew. But,
yes.
And with that... Yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at CandidlyEclecticPod@gmail.com, or you can follow us at Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays, and we hope you have an amazing week. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'll see you next week, same time, same place.